So now, we've spoken about on-screen sounds, but occasionally, the source of a sound cannot be seen. That's what we call off-screen sounds, or acousmatic. Acousmatic sounds, well, the term acousmatic comes from Pythagoras in ancient Greece, who used to teach behind a veil or curtain for years, not revealing himself to his disciples. I think the mathematician and philosopher thought that in that way, his students might focus more on the voice and his words and its meaning rather than of the visual of him speaking. So sort of like the Wizard of Oz or 1984's Big Brother, separating the voice from its source, separating cause and effect, sort of creates a sense of ubiquity or panopticism and therefore authority. There's a strong tradition of acousmatic sound. Nuns in monasteries in Rome and Venice used to sing in rooms up in galleries close to the ceiling, creating the illusion that we're listening to angels up in the sky. Richard Wagner famously created the hidden orchestra that was placed in a pit between the stage and the audience. And one of my heroes, Aphex Twin, famously hid in dark corners of clubs